Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really want you to be part of the solution. And the way you do that, as I always say, is get informed, right? Doesn't, can't make it any easier than that. Get informed, then engage. And win the battle. Win the argument. Maybe even turn somebody on to politics. Turn them on to being a conservative, a real conservative. You just really never know the change you're going to make in somebody. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we got a new guest coming on. First time. Hell, maybe not the first time. He hadn't been on in a long while. And always enjoyed him before, you know, years ago. He's one of the first guys I met when I got into business. Rick Amato is a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist, and a talk show host in his own right. And very much has a solid understanding of economics, how it works, how they work, how they're screwing up. I mean, I'm sorry, how they're dealing with us money-wise. I got a lot. I mean, got a lot that I want to talk about today, from an economic standpoint, right? You don't know. I don't know. We uns don't know. Really, what's going on? Why is the stock market tanking? You know, why are we having the issues we're having? I mean, isn't Joey an economic expert? I don't get it. It's what we've been told. Remember, this was the great unifier. It was going to pull us together. It was going to make things happen. Anyway, I just get the biggest kick out of the left spinning some of these stories. We'll hit some of them later on. But almost immediately after taking office. And see, this is what, if you get involved and you get engaged, these are the changes you can make, okay? A school district in California, Temecula Valley Unified School District, in Southern California, swore in three conservative school trustees. They quickly moved to ban CRT, fulfilling a campaign promise to constituents, right? Now, they fell in the national spotlight last week. After the protesters descended on the critical race theory workshop organized by the newly elected conservative majority school board. That sounds kind of weird, but the workshop was to ban it, was to show you where it was working itself in. The March 22nd workshop at the James Day Middle School, it was intended to inform parents about what CRT is, how to identify it and why the school board voted to ban this, the school of thought from K-12 classrooms. But the six expert panelists who hoped for a civil engaging discussion were drowned out by, you know, some of the more vocal parents, I'll put it that way. They were activists, parents, teachers, students. They arrived to protest a ban. They were heckling, yelling over each other, were rendering the proceedings largely inaudible. You know, several arguments among the crowd, they broke out. The security eventually removed at least three people from the auditorium. See, this is how the left operates, though. Think about it. Violently. It's always violently. It's never, look it, it's really never us. They like to say it is. But if you really think about it, it's not. The bulk of the bad stuff, if you would, comes from them. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care what you think you are. Right? You look, take all the Republican, Democrat stuff, push it aside. You look at what's going down. And I'm telling you, you find out it's them. It's almost always them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. And anyway, goes on to say the protesters expressed various concerns about CRT ban. Signs carried by protesters claimed that the resolution would lead to the ban on black history and ethnic studies. It's really not what it's about. You know, I just doing my own research on this. And the attitude is, you know, the blacks were the first slaves here. They were the ones that built this country. It's not true. It's just so not true. Actually, the people that were put in slavery were mostly indentured servants in the early days. Long before 1619, it was the Irish. I mean, the British hated the Irish. We'll have to do more on that later on in the show. But protesters said that the ban would lead to ban on black history ethics. That's not true, right? Even though the experts said, hey, look, that's not what we're doing. That's not the case at all. You'll get black history. You'll get real black history. Actually, you'll get real American history, and in that will be black history, Native American history, and so on. Okay? I mean, if you think about it, they said this stuff isn't taught about, right? But in the 70s, I learned about the Trail of Tears with the Native Americans. I learned about black slavery. I learned about Irish slavery, Asian slavery. I learned about all that stuff back in the 70s. So don't say it wasn't taught, because that's a lie. We'll be right back. Don't go far. Rick Amato joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Masin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate your time with me, spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, right? That's a big part of it. You got to be part of the solution. And when you're part of the solution, when you're informed and engaged, we can make changes. We can do stuff. In all sincerity, we can. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. As I said earlier, I'm having a technical issue. I don't know yet. But I got Rick Amano will join us here in a few minutes. I'll talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on in the economy. That's always a good sign, right? No, in all sincerity, really, I don't understand. That's why I bring on the experts. I keep telling you guys. Just because I have a microphone in the mouth doesn't mean I'm an expert. That's why I bring on people that have a clue. I've asked Rick Amato to join me tonight, and it's the first time on the show. Glad to have him with me. He's a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist, and show host himself. Rick, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Hey, Joe. Great to be with you and your audience.
You know what? We've got a boatload to talk about, to deal with. First off, you know, there wasn't anything exciting happening today, so I happened to see that Trump was leaving the courtroom for some reason or what have you. want to get your thoughts.
Anything exciting? I think the Padres won. No, I'm just kidding. I'm here in San Diego.
Ooh, that would be America. I mean, go buy a lottery ticket if that happens, right? Anyway. So, seriously, let me just give me your overview of what you think went down today. I mean, seriously, even hearing people on CNN say, hey, don't do this. This isn't going to work.
Yeah, here's my big picture macro view of the whole thing. A couple things. Number one, it looks bad globally. I know we're going to talk about some business issues and economic issues in a bit. This looks bad globally. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm sure they're loving it in China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. But globally, our allies and those that look to us as a world leader, I got to believe our reputation has been diminished. You know, we're looking less like who we have been historically and more like a third world country. And that's bad from a world leadership standpoint. It's bad from an economic standpoint as well. I also believe that, you know, this is no longer the Democratic Party. This is not the Progressive Party. What it is the woke far left party, not the Progressive Democratic Party. Woke far left. I am concerned about our future on a couple of different levels. Number one, I don't believe it ends here. That's not how politics is played historically. The Republicans are going to take their shot at someone, I would think. I wonder if Hunter Biden's – I'm shocked I haven't heard Hunter Biden's name mentioned in the last week. I thought that would be – I still think that's going to be
– You mean by the Republicans? Because, you know, the rest of them aren't going to say – yeah, yeah.
I mean by the Republicans. I'm shocked they haven't mentioned his name in all this. And I wouldn't blame them if they did. But, you know, I think, you know, America's future, this move by Alvin Bragg, hey, give him credit. He lived up to his campaign promise. All right? He lived up to his campaign promise, just like he said he would. But this divides America, as we all know. And it sends a chilling message to existing Republicans, let me rephrase that, existing non-woke, non-far-left progressive elected officials, Joe Manchin. It sends a chilling message to anyone who doesn't agree with that narrative on the far left. And that's not good for leadership. That's not good for stability. And I would think that Republicans will, if depending on how far this goes, Republicans will act in kind when the time is right.
You know, I don't know if a tit for tat really is what we should be doing, and I think that there are some that are using that and saying, "Wait till we get control." But I tell you what, I would be looking for using every legal avenue, because they've been doing it to us for decades. They've been nailing us to the courts for decades. And as I like to say in the show, you know, we play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and they're committing guerrilla warfare, and it doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and I agree. I'm not saying tit for tat's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing, but I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of my take on and, you know, the other take is this, if you will, just add to it. I'm just disgusted at how the mainstream media has not pulled away from the narrative. I mean, I thought there would be some splitting of this. No, they're all on board. And as I chat to people and so forth, it seems like the average American, I haven't seen the polls, but the average American, if they vote Democratic, if they watch MSNBC and CNN, then they're on board with this. That's an instinctive, non-scientific reaction I have, that observation I have.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think for them it's you know, people joke around and say, you know, it's a religion. It's more than that. It is more than just a religion. It's a way of life. It's their air. It's how they see things. They truly believe that their mindset, their way of thinking, their thought process on how this stuff will help, I don't know, the economy, people as a whole, that is the true and right thing, and they have to stop us at every corner and in every way. Don't you agree?
Yeah, yeah. But again, I think that's far left. It's not it's not the Democratic Party we've known in this country historically. It's not Joe Manchin from West Virginia. If I'm not mistaken, Manchin told Alvin Bragg to back off, as a matter of fact.
Yep, he did. And again, Manchin's need to have been, you know, over the years, should have been a little stronger, too. And it would have shown that he truly cared about the country. I know he's not been a real ideologue when it comes to the Democrat Party. He has backed away from some of their issues. But, man, we need a few more of those. We really do. To show that they really do care. But to your point, I think that, you know, the party, the Democrat Party as you knew it, as my parents knew it, nowhere to be found right now. Hey, we're going to go for a quick commercial break. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Rick Amato after the break.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge presiding over former President Trump's case already presided over a criminal case involving the 45th president. Judge Juan Merchan oversaw last year's tax fraud trial. In that case, the Trump Organization was ordered to pay a $1.6 million penalty for felony tax fraud. We'll see how this goes. After a brief stint as Miami-Dade Arena, the home of the Miami Heat is about to become the Kaseya Center. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava stressing the Miami-based global software company is not another FTX.
They're on board with our future-ready economy. They're actively partnering with our colleges and university. They've committed to hiring 3,000 new full-time positions right here in our community.
The 17-year, more than $117 million naming rights agreement funds the county's Peace and Prosperity Plan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I want to get back to my conversation with Rick Amato, political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist, and talk show host. He also has his show, Politics and Profits with Rick Amato, which airs across America on your American TV network on Roku. We're on Roku, too. Great, great product to be on. And online at YourAmericaTV.com. Rick, pleasure having you with me tonight.
Great to be with you, Joe.
All right, so let's have some fun with, I mean, again, let's finish up with President Trump today. I mean, when he came out, did you catch his speech afterward when he got back to Mar-a-Lago?
You know, I caught part of it. I did not see the full speech.
Yeah, so I caught the beginning of it, or the very beginning of it. And actually, I got to give him credit. He stuck to his word. 25 minutes, he said, this is all he's going to take. He took 25 minutes, which is like time to buy a lottery ticket at this point, right? But when he came out, he started attacking the judge. And I was thinking to myself, okay, I know you're mad. I know you're irritated. Probably not the smartest thing to do. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Go ahead.
I was aware, go ahead. I saw that too, and I was like, holy cow. I thought in my head, these guys, I met Trump and at his level, they perform at a whole different mindset level than I would. I sure would not be out there attacking, the judge. I would be showing, deference, or at least not mentioning his name.
Yeah.
Leaving him out of the conversation. Yeah, I can only surmise that, you know, Trump is where he is in life. Perhaps he knows what he's doing in this case.
I know. Rick, you and I never talked about this, but I always said to people who really didn't like him, I said, look, he is an A-type personality developer from New York City, okay? I don't know any other way to put it, right? I mean, you're going to get a warm and squishy. There is no way around it. And that's how he got things done in New York. People knew he was not somebody to screw with. So when you take that on the political scene, when you take it on the geopolitical, scene, I mean, China wouldn't dare do what they're doing. Russia wouldn't dare do what they're doing. Little rocket man in North Korea, very careful not to fire anything that would tee off Trump. It's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, it's not, you know, as you say, it's not the most pleasant of personalities, but we elect our leaders to lead and protect America. And that's the point you're making. And I think it was pretty darn clear. Hey, look, Putin attacked Crimea and Ukraine before Trump and after Trump. China, their president, was it Jing Pao, or however he pronounces it, he flew to Florida and had a lunch with the two families, the Trump yep. family and his family. people criticized Trump for being showing some warmth towards Rocket Man in North Korea. Trump said, look, it's better to hold your, to quote Godfather, it's better to hold your enemies closer to you than further away. We'd rather build a warm relationship with our enemies than not. That's, you know, I the media didn't buy it, but I think we were in a better place with the guy with the New York personality.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the middle peace in the Middle East that we had. It's just really interesting how that turned people off. Really,
look at Japan. They just announced they're going to buy their oil from Russia. Saudi Arabia just announced relationship with China. You mentioned the Middle East. Give me a break.
Yeah, never would have saw that under him, as far as I'm concerned. And people don't like the way he went about it. I don't care how he keeps us safe, as long as he keeps us safe. And to let that Chinese balloon, oh, I'm sorry, the what was it, the privately held balloon that lost its way.
Yeah.
Go across the country. I'm telling you, they would have been picking up pieces of that all over the country if Trump was president.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, again, you've got a crass personality. I get it. I like your description that New York businessman, in this case, real estate investor, type A. But that's not why we elect officials based upon their personality. Yeah, that plays into it. I get it, but that's not what we're looking for when it comes to protecting and leading America.
Yep. All right. So let's dig into some of your areas of your expertise, if you would. I am not a money guy. I know that cash flows out of my wallet into the stores, but right now, you know, we're looking at the dollar losing power across the globe. You know, we're looking at what's happening with our money. You saw what the stock market closed at today. I mean, he's touting that he's got a great, Joey B's touting that this is a great economy. Things never been so good. I don't know what he's smoking, but help me out here. A weakening dollar across the globe is not good for us. And the fact that they're buying, that oil's being purchased from Russia, not going to help us, is it?
No, it isn't. And let's talk about that for a second. The dollar, it was announced today, the U.S. dollar has weakened. Why? And what happens from here? A couple reasons why it weakened. OPEC announced that they're going to cut oil production. Now, why would a cut in oil production cause a weaker dollar? It does cause a weaker dollar. The reason a cut in oil production, Joe, causes a weaker dollar is because oil is transacted, is purchased, sold, bought with the U.S. dollar. And so by cutting production, it makes the dollar weaker. To your point, if Russia is selling more oil, and that too will make the dollar weaker. A weaker dollar means that you're obviously that you – that which it makes the U.S. economy weaker, it makes goods more expensive to acquire. So that's what happened today, is that we saw OPEC announce they're going to cut oil production. That caused the dollar to weaken because oil is purchased globally. by the U.S. dollar, so less of that is going to occur.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, and people don't really understand the importance of our presence across, you know, across the globe, financially, dollar-wise, as you say. Even we protect some of these other smaller countries. We're losing that. We're no longer the peacemaker. And not that I believe for a second that China's trying to make peace in the Middle East, but we're no longer the peacemaker. They are. They're stepping in everywhere.
You know, and they are. And what, you know, there was something that I bought into in the 90s. I believe most Americans did, all maybe. And that was, you know, communist China started to have, started to enter some free market economies, started to do things on the level of capitalism. And the belief here in America was that once you introduce a closed economy, once you introduce a closed country, talking communism, to capitalism, then it's inevitable that that country slowly loses its communist closed grip and becomes an open society. That theory proved wrong in the case of China. And they're becoming stronger militarily, as we know, but they're becoming stronger economically. And that is where, quote unquote, for lack of a better phrase, we need to hit them, is economically.
Oh, yeah.
Why is Apple over there? Why are we outsourcing manufacturing? Why are we outsourcing a lot of our purchasing from China? There are so many areas, and we noticed in another episode.
You're in a business world, right? How many times does somebody say, hey, I've got this product I want to make, and where do they go? They go to China because they can get it done there.
Yeah.
Got to go for a quick break.
And that's how we can bring them down.
Yep. Well, I believe in capitalism, too, so we're going to go make some money. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Rick will be with me when we return.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. If you get information and you're out there talking to somebody, not that you're going to change their mind, but you're definitely going to challenge them. Because I can't tell you how many people, you know, they're a victim in their last tweet that they read or the last headline they saw on Facebook or whatever it is. But not many people are truly fully informed, and that's what we try to do for you here. I try to bring the people on that actually have a clue. So Rick Amato joins me. He's a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist, and he's got his own show that you can catch. Head over to YourAmericaTV.com, YourAmericaTV.com, and check him out. Again, Rick, I really do appreciate the time that we're spending together today. We were talking about this earlier, and you're looking now, I heard a report today, haven't had a chance to really dive into it, but, you know, now you've got an excess of jobs. Oh, my God. We've got 10 million jobs waiting to be filled, and yet McDonald's laying people off. I'm thoroughly confused.
Yeah, so... Here's what's going on. It's about the job. It's interesting. I think if you break it down in layman's terms, it'll be interesting to people to hear. Available job openings fell below 10 million for the first time in nearly 2 years. So the number of job openings have fallen below 10 million openings for the first time in nearly 2 years. What that means is for the economy and how it affects most people who aren't looking for a job, but people who are working every day. When that number is higher, when the available job openings are above 10 million, that means that employers need to increase salaries in order to attract more people, that they're more qualified employees. And when you increase salaries, it increases inflation in the economy. When those job openings are above 10 million, an employee is more likely to quit his job and search for a higher paying job or a job with better hours. And that, again, the higher salaries creates inflation in the economy. So what we're seeing now, I mean, it's still early, but we saw numbers come out today. Available job openings fall below 10 million for the first time in almost 2 years. This might be a sign. It's an indicator that it might be a sign that inflation is slowing down, and a reason for the Federal Reserve to be very, think twice, if you will, before it decides to raise interest rates, become a lot less aggressive, a lot more conservative in its decision to raise interest rates. So, you know, you're watching Fox Business or CNBC, and you see the job openings are this and that. Well, this is what it means to the everyday American. Now, let's go to McDonald's that you brought up. McDonald's announced that it is temporarily closing all of its U.S.-based corporate-owned offices and laying off for 3 days, starting yesterday, all of its corporate employees, not franchise, again, but corporate. Now, what's going on at McDonald's? Well, it turns out they're making a strategic shift here. Their stock price, by the way, the market was down a lot today. Dow Jones was down 200 points, a little over 0.5%. McDonald's stock was up today. In contrast, McDonald's is calling this move accelerating the arches. What does that mean? They're making a strategic change, and they're going to focus on, they call it digitalization. Okay, well, I'll call it artificial intelligence. They're going to focus on digital delivery. What that means yet, I don't know. Does it mean that you call it in and pick it up? Does it mean that there's robots working in the store? I don't have the full information on that, but they are temporarily closing their corporate offices, and their employees, and they make a shift and announce a new business plan called Accelerating the Arches, where they're going to focus on digital delivery and they're going to open up more McDonald's locations.
Wow.
So it's actually good news for McDonald's. This wasn't so much in the news today, but it's related. I thought I'd mention it real quick. Meanwhile, Walmart today announced that they expect that 65 of their stores, 65% of their stores, will be serviced by artificial intelligence by the year 2026, 3 years from now.
You know, I can tell you something, Rick, while we're on it. First off, I don't think people realize how many jobs this artificial intelligence is going to take away. I don't think it's really hit them and they understand. Jobs that where people are creating content and some of the stuff you see online, a lot of these companies are going to go to AI for that, which takes the whole human part of it up. But I'll tell you what scared me the most, and you've been around about as long as I have. We were playing with it, and we were putting names in it, and we were, you know, that chat AI or whatever it is. And I was in computers for 20 years, and I said, what scares me about this is you're getting an instantaneous answer, response, story of 300-plus words. And I said, that means that this data is stored somewhere. It's already out there. It's already indexed. It's already ready to grab your data. So if you think about how quick it's happening. I mean, you hit that enter key and bang, it starts writing. So people have to understand that those of you who are running around going, yes, I've shut my location off my phone so they can't find, oh, let me tell you what, too late. They've already got information on you.
Wow. Yeah. Unfortunately, you're right about that, Joe. listen, if you look at any story on mental health and peace of mind,
yep.
A couple of the things that lead to peace of mind and mental health are fresh air, sunshine, and a feeling of community, interacting with other human beings.
Yep.
That is my concern about the McDonald's, the Walmarts, and then everything else that follows going to machinery.
Yeah, it's a great point. Not just the interaction for human health, but think about how many great ideas have come out of people sitting around a table coming up with a solution for something. And you're taking bits and pieces of it. You've been in those meetings where things come up. I'm not so sure AI is going to be able to pull that off.
Oh, yeah. Right. I agree.
You know?
I agree.
No, it's that, like I said, the first thing that scared me about it was how quickly it comes up with information. That tells me that stuff is being stored somewhere. And it's extremely scary. So I don't know. But, you know, again, get back to a minute ago. You were talking about, I heard that the reason that the Fed, and some people don't understand, the reason that the Fed increases interest rates is to slow down inflation.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't totally get that. I know you tried to, and I know you explained a little bit of it, you know, a minute ago, but you know, we were told inflation was out of control. How does inflation get out of control? You got about 2 minutes.
Well, there are multiple ways. One is when you have a red hot economy and everyone's just buying everything, no matter what. That could create inflationary times. And then two is when you have assets decreasing in value, and you have things becoming more expensive, i.e. gas prices.
Ooh.
And we're going to see gas prices increase because OPEC cut its production cut, and the dollar weakened. So we're going to see gas prices increase here in the near term. I don't mean like next year. I mean like we might see the next week or two.
Right.
So inflation gets out of control when it's a red-hot economy, which doesn't sound like a bad thing overall, but it gets out of control when the dollar doesn't buy as much of a product as it should.
Yeah. All right, listen.
That's kind of a quick thumbnail.
We're almost up against it, so I want you to tell people how they can, you know, find more about you, your show, that kind of thing.
All right. Follow me online. My website is youramericatv.com. That's Y-O-U-R, youramericatv.com. We cover money, business, politics, and lifestyle from a grassroots Main Street perspective. We have name brand news-making guests and Main Street experts.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. We'll bring you back on. We're going to try to do this weekly. We can pull it off. And I really do. I hope to have you back next week. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Well, go far, people. Go enjoy your family. We'll catch you tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid, because I do want you back here with me tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.